Today, we are going to talk about an atheist who found God and that God was in Islam. The entire process of his conversion to Islam is like a story. Before this story, we introduce him. He was Dr. Lawrence B. Brown. Dr. Lawrence B. Brown is an American author and physician and graduated from Cornell University College of Arts and Sciences, Brown University Medical School, and George Washington University Hospital Residency Program. He has written several books on Islam, including Miss God and Godded. Dr. Brown converted to Islam after studying various religions and medical sciences. But the question is, if he was an atheist, why was he attracted to Islam? He tells his story by saying that, in 1990, my second daughter was born in winter. She had a serious heart problem, where a big blood vessel from her heart was too narrow. This made her skin look bluish, and she wasn't getting enough blood. It was tough news. And as a doctor, I knew she needed emergency heart surgery. But her chances weren't great. A heart surgeon was called from a different hospital, and I was told to leave the room because I was too upset. With no one to talk to and feeling scared, I went to the hospital's prayer room and prayed for the first time in my life. I promised God that if he existed and saved my daughter, I would follow the religion that pleased him. When I went back to the neonatal ICU about 10-15 minutes later, I was surprised to hear from the surgeon that my daughter would be okay. Miraculously, in the next 2 days, her heart problem got better without any medicine or surgery. She grew up completely healthy. When the neonatal ICU specialist diagnosed my daughter Hannah with a patent ductus arteriosus and low oxygenation, I understood the medical explanation. Despite my skepticism, the condition spontaneously resolved, and my daughter left the hospital healthy. The neonatal ICU specialist seemed surprised. As an atheist, I could have attributed her recovery to the doctor's explanation, but I couldn't ignore the before and after ultrasound, showing the stricture one day and gone the next. I felt God had fulfilled his part of the deal, and I had to honor mine, regardless of any medical explanation. In the following years, I tried to keep my part of the deal but couldn't. I studied Judaism and different Christian groups, but I never felt like I discovered the real truth. I went to many Christian churches, with the longest time spent in a Roman Catholic one. But I never fully believed in Christianity because I couldn't make sense of Jesus' teachings in the Bible and how they matched up with the teachings of different Christian groups. I started spending a lot of time at home, just reading. That's when I came across the Holy Quran and a book about the life of Prophet Muhammad by Martin Lings. In my earlier studies, I had read Jewish scriptures mentioning three prophets to come after Moses. John the Baptist and Jesus were two of them, leaving one more according to the Old Testament. In the New Testament, Jesus talked about a final prophet. It was only when I found the Holy Quran teaching about the oneness of God, like Moses and Jesus did, that I began to think Muhammad might be the predicted final prophet. Reading Muhammad's biography convinced me, and suddenly everything clicked. The chain of prophethood, the idea of one almighty God, and the completion of revelation in the Holy Quran all made perfect sense. That's when I decided to become a Muslim.